Jim Munoz and I are in the middle of Lake Michigan. Waves rise and fall in every direction. We're sitting on Jim's boat, the Carol D. It's a 31-foot tiara that Jim calls the pride of the Great Lakes.
Any body of water, 90% of the fish will be in 10% of the water. That's a rule that I've heard forever, and I find it as true. Fish are not everywhere.
Jim's a fisherman. He's in his late 70s, and he's wearing a fishing hat, one of those bucket hats. He's got it clipped up on each side, and he's been fishing lake trout and salmon for over 4 decades. In the summer, he fishes every single day.
I can't view this as work. It's hard physically because of the pace that we keep through the summer, but...
For years, Jim fished by himself, driving the boat, helping the customers. But then Mike Azorio joined. That's his grandson. And over the years, he's helped more and more.
As the years have progressed, I've gotten, you know, bigger, stronger, able to help, learned more. He's taught me more. And now the goal is every time when we go out, he steers the boat and I control everything back here. You want to let him fight? Pot three.
Got him, Mike.
Mike's grandpa won't always be fishing with him. He'll retire one day, and Mike says the goal is for the business to stay in the family.
Well, I mean, it's true. I mean, we've talked about it for years. Hopefully, I get my license, and then we can run it through me in the summers, but for whatever reason, if I chose not to, they'd probably have to sell it to somebody or something like that.
But Jim doesn't want the boat to leave the family. It's really important to him.
It's a little wavier than I anticipated.
Mike casts out a line. He's fishing for lake trout.
Grab the line itself, put it in the holder.
Mike started fishing with his grandpa Jim about 8 years ago, but he wasn't that much help then. He was a little guy, and while Jim was fishing, he'd just sleep in the cabin of the boat until he was done.
Just let some line out, like 15, 20 feet.
But as Mike got older, he was more helpful. Jim would tell him, reach for the lines and pull up a fish, and he could do it. But he doesn't have everything down yet.
If Mike were to take this over, is there a lot of stuff that you still think, yeah, he has to learn, or is he?
Oh my gosh, yes. It's like anything. I mean, it's not rocket science, but there's a lot of stuff to learn. And it's not difficult, but he learns something every time he comes out here.
35 feet.
So what do you think would be the next step for you in maybe owning this business one day?
Finding the will.
What does that mean?
Like he said, it's his passion, and he loves it, and I love it too, but I love doing it with him. So, I mean, really that's the biggest obstacle, is finding out if I'd love it without him.
And how do you do that?
Don't know. Maybe go out here by myself one day and see if I still love doing it. You know what I mean? And he knows a lot more than I do, and does have a lot to learn, and if I'm willing, I can learn a lot more, but I guess we're going to have to just, time will tell.
Come on.
Mike now has a lake trout on his line.
I know you can, Michael. I know you can do it.
Mike gets the fish into a net, he unhooks it, and throws it in the cooler, where it thrashes around for a bit. The 14-pound lake trout is one of the bigger catches of the day.
Good job, Michael. Huh? Good job.
Maybe Mike and Jim don't know who will own this business one day, but right now, they make a great team, and they catch a ton of fish.
Just like that, we've limited out. What does that mean? We caught our limit? Legally, no longer we can fish. So we head back in?
We head back in. We go have some nice breakfast.
For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Tad Davis.